Welcome to our podcast on adolescent risky behaviors. Matt, James, and I are going to talk about the dangers in the teenage activities of huffing, cutting, the choking game, and embedding. James, what is cutting?
Cutting is a dangerous psychological problem mostly found among teens.
What does it entail?
Cutting involves slicing the wrists, thighs, arms, and ankles, and sometimes the stomach, with a sharp object. Usually instruments for slicing the skin are razors, knives, and everyday household objects. Wait, but why would somebody do that?
Some people do it to deal with emotional stress and pain.
People may cut as a way to deal with extreme pressure and problems in a relationship with someone else. When people cut, they find a negative outlet for their stress.
Don't people who cut often suffer from depression or they just feel down?
Yep, and they give excuses for their addiction.
I've learned that cutters have difficulties with trusting people, so they lie.
Then because they do not have trust with themselves, they are more likely to associate with people participating under dangerous activities. Didn't you find a survey on this, James?
Yes, a CNN survey found that 1 in 5 teenagers have harmed themselves at one time.
An increasing amount of teens are beginning to experiment with self-harming themselves in some way.
I read about a girl named Jamie. She was cutting for 5 years until she went to a live-in rehab center. And even though she finds it hard not to cut herself now, the consequences of relapsing outweigh the choice.
I read about a girl named Michelle. She cut herself for 2 years before she went to Vista Del Mar, which is also a live-in rehab center. She is continuing to make progress there.
Matt, what can you tell us about the choking game?
Well, the choking game is when you intentionally try to strangle yourself for fun or popularity.
What are the consequences?
Possible consequences may include that just after a short time, children can pass out, which may lead to serious injury and possibly death from hanging or strangulation.
Matt, can you give us any interesting statistics on the choking game?
Well, according to the Washington Post, this game has killed about 82 people since 1995. Boys were much more likely to die from the choking game than girls. 87% of the victims were boys, and 89% of the victims were around the age of 11 to 16 years old. Nearly all the children who died were playing the choking game alone. Deaths have occurred all over the United States. The choking game isn't, however, limited to one area of the country.
Do you know of any cases where someone has died from this?
Some people who have died from the choking game are Gabriel M., 13, of Paradise, California, who was found by his twin brother beside his bunk bed with a rope around his neck on May 6, 2005.
And 13-year-old Michael L. of New Hampshire was found hanging in his basement on August 1, 2001.
Whoa, the choking game sounds serious. What else is dangerous to teenagers?
Huffing is another dangerous activity that teenagers might find themselves participating in.
Isn't it also known as inhalant abuse?
Yes, it is. Huffing involves purposely inhaling chemical vapors to reach an altered physical or mental effect.
In other words, to feel a high through the dizziness, hallucinations, delusions, and to also feel a state of intoxication.
What are the side effects of using this type of drug?
Well, the short-term effects are dizziness, hallucinations, and impaired judgment.
And the long-term effects are even worse. They include depression, muscle weakness, irritability, lack of coordination, weight loss, and inattentiveness. But then again, there are also the withdrawal symptoms.
What do they include?
Insomnia, rapid pulse, nausea, sweating, and in the most extreme cases, seizures.
Not to mention fatal liver, heart, lung, brain, and kidney problems to last the rest of your life.
Whoa, that's a lot. Anything else on huffing?
Sadly, a 1999 survey revealed that 14.6% of students grades 9 to 12 have used inhalants once in their lifetime.
Because the drugs used for huffing are found in nearly every home.
The drugs can include correction fluid, cleaning supplies, and felt tip markers.
I read about a girl online named Megan Hackman who had having problems.
Oh yeah, she was sexually abused, so then she, to deal with her pain, she found solace in inhalants.
She began feeling not like herself and lashed out, even physically, to her family and friends. So high on drugs one night, Megan rode on top of a friend's car, and soon she fell off and sustained a concussion.
What happened then?
Getting so upset several nights later, she attempted suicide and was brought to the emergency room. Now, at age 16, after being admitted into a treatment center, she has been inhalant-free for nearly 2 years.
That demonstrates how powerful this type of drug is, not to mention dangerous. James, what can you tell us about embedding?
Embedding is serious and painful. It is when foreign objects are put under the skin after making an incision.
Why do people do it?
Usually because people want to be unique and to stand out. Sometimes maybe to increase sexual pleasure, so that that may be another reason why.
What is the consequence of this?
The consequences of embedding include shock from a potentially toxic foreign object, swelling, and inflammation.
Have you heard of anyone that has done this, James?
Yes, I have actually. Angel Lee has a neighbor who attempted suicide through cutting and embedding a medicine bottle, a fragment, into her arm. The neighbor then went to the hospital to have the crayon in her foot treated. Lastly, she had to travel to the University of Medicine and Dentistry of New Jersey to have the embedded objects removed.
Well, I think I'm speaking for all of us when I say that all these activities are very dangerous and that they are becoming increasingly common among teens.
Well, I know I won't do any of these because the risks outweigh whatever thrills you may experience.
That's for sure. I hope everyone else understands the same thing.